Well, we know a lot about the Bilderberg Group. It was officially founded in 1954 at the Bilderberg Hotel in the Netherlands, and that's why it gets its name, Club Bilderberg. But really, it was a meeting of what was left of the European financial elite, the German financial elite, the Krumps and others that had funded Hitler with the Anglo-American British U.S. elite. And so kind of a teaming up during the Marshall Plan of those two groups. And declassified U.S. Army documents that have been covered by major British and U.S. newspapers confirm that actually the Nazis, when they were losing in 1944, planned to put their money into offshore corporations to try to have a rebirth of the Fourth Reich, the Third Reich as a Fourth Reich, through a corporate system based around a European Union. And so it's on record that the Nazi Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, consort to the Queen, Queen Beatrix, actually set up the Bilderberg Group meeting officially in 54, but it was set up really before that. And so it is an international group. Many of their minutes have been released, stolen by the press. But the Bilderberg Group has recently even given interviews. Etienne Davignon, the Viscount, that is the chairman of it, admitting that they set up the European Union by stealth. So this is world domination by 130 of the richest royalty and financial oligarchs and industrial oligarchs of the world who combine their forces together to overthrow democratic processes worldwide and to bring in a one-world government run by private international banks that we will pay our fraudulent, fake carbon taxes to. In all these decades, we've warned people. They've now admitted it all and are kind of coming out in the open, announcing they want a world government to control every facet of our lives. So this is world tyranny, world imperialism, by a group of private banks that use command and control economies, socialist economies predominantly, to socialize the country's wealth, but then conduit that to the private bankers above them.